saying.
Freezing?
What about the word, it is really cold?
It's really cold. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
I know you don't do this, but what are some curse words that you may have heard? How would you say, if you hit your finger with a hammer and you would say, oh, what?
Gee whiz.
Oh, okay, gee whiz, all right. What are some other ways you might exclaim pain? What are some other things, when you hit your finger, what?
I say, oh, heavenly days, I'll kill myself.
Okay. What about, would you please just say, shucks and land sakes?
Shucks and land sakes.
Okay. When you have, when you have a thought, what's another word for a thought? What's that? You say, oh, I just had the best. And feel that. Oh, I just had the best so-and-so, and let's go do this.
I just had the best thought. Best thought. Best.
Best thought. Now, come on. What's
best, that? I know. That's another word there. Yes, I do know. The best.
What about idea?
Idea.
All right.
Premonition.
Okay. When you meet someone, what do you say in the way of greeting them and asking them about their health? What do you say to them?
Oh, I say, well, hello, how are you?
All right. When you introduce yourself to someone, what do you say?
Well, if it's someone that I am introducing myself, I say I am Mrs. Ruby Smith. But if it's someone that I casually know, I just say I'm Ruby Smith.
How do you, let's see, right. How have people introduced themselves to you? What do they say?
Well, sometimes they say that I'm Mrs. Scarborough.
When they don't tell you the name, they just say, hello.
How are you?
Okay.
I'm so glad I saw you.
Okay. When somebody's been to visit you and you enjoy their visit, you say, please come
back soon again.
All right. How do you greet somebody at Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Any other greetings for Christmas that you know of?
Well, Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas.
All right. What comes after Christmas?
New Year. Happy New Year.
All right. What else might be said in the way of appreciation besides thank you? How would you say thank you other than just thank you? You would say, oh, I'm much what?
I'm very delighted. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
All right. What about the term obliged?
Much obliged.
Okay.
I don't like that very much.
If you are not sure whether you will have time to do something or not, you say, I blank I'll have time.
I don't think I'll have time.
Okay. Finish this sentence. I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay, yeah, everybody likes going there. Shopping. All right. You have somebody, take a piece of paper and put ribbon and bows.
Birthday gift.
All right. What have they done, though, with that birthday gift?
They wrapped it.
All right. And then I get the birthday gift and I rip all of that ribbon away. What am I doing?
You're taking the package apart, looking at your gift.
All right. But what is the opposite of wrapped?
Hi.
No. I'm what? I'm pulling off all.
Pulling off all the wrappings.
All right. What's the word? Unwrap.
Unwrap.
All right. If you sell for less than you paid, you say I had to sell at a
loss.
All right. When someone asks you the price of something, you say it blank so much.
It costs so much.
All right. Finish this sentence. The bill is blank on the first of the month.
The bill is due on the first of the month.
All right. And you belong to a church, let's say, or a club, let's say, and you have to pay the what?
Dues.
All right. A friend comes up to you and he wants some money, so he said to go and buy a new pocketbook. So she says, I need to blank some money from you.
I need to